This is the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, here is your host, Todd Willis.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Todd Willis. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
Hey, Mr. Willis. Hey, Bucs fans.
You know, welcome back, Coach Warren, for what promises to be another exciting season of Bucs football. You know, looking ahead, I think there's a lot of excitement buzzing about this team. Although we graduated 16 starters, you know, we're looking at, some exciting things going on with this team that the anticipation is it may not be a rebuild, but only a reload. So talk to us a little bit about some Bucs football as we will encounter this Friday night.
Well, you're right about a rebuild. We'll see if we've reloaded or not. So on each side of the ball, we only have three starters returning. So the three stars we have are great to build around. You've got on defense, Jaden Lotson, the defensive end, All-State defensive lineman Javonte Cummings, and All-State linebacker and 912 first team selection Makai Jackson. So that's some really good ones to build around. And then you have the return of Demarion McNear, who was out for the 2024 season, who was a big impact player his sophomore year. And then on the offensive side of the ball, you have Chris Alston returning on the offensive line. Then you have a couple of other players that got playing time on that side of the ball, but not, about the whole offense is just about gone. So we're looking at, you can say Javonte Cummings, but he's a two-way player. So we've had to replace a lot of key players. And we have some new coaching staff. You know, with Coach Mack passing last year, we've had some coaching turnover, and I went with some younger, energetic coaches that have brought some much-needed energy into the program.
Yeah, the practices that I've observed and, just passing through and watching the kids work hard and the coaches, the energy level from everyone is pretty extraordinary at this point.
It is. We've got, you say, how many seniors do you have? Well, we graduated 18. We got 12 or 13 this year. But a lot of those seniors were in backup roles. And so although they're older, they're inexperienced in varsity play, and we feel pretty good about a lot of them, Todd, about who's stepping in. We just, after the Long County scrimmage, we felt like we were 2 to 4 positions away from being pretty solid.
Yeah, and you've got these returning players, and I think, one that we mention and talk about is Ernest McIntosh. He's a junior tailback. He plays defense. And, in the past couple years, he's battled the injury bug. So keeping him healthy could go a long ways toward Buck success.
Yeah, he was a starter as a 9th and 10th grader in the backfield. You remember when he went over and ran the ball up and down the field against Brunswick High as a 9th grader, got hurt later. And then last year, about week 6, he got hurt. He was our starter. So, yeah, he is definitely a returning starter. That just was out, the last 5 games of the season. But when he's healthy and going, he's hard to stop. He's big, 6'2", 190-pound tailback.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Yeah, having a player like Ernest McIntosh contributing on both sides of the ball at a high level is always a good thing.
It is, and then from the 2023 season, you had running back Demarion McNear, who was doing a lot of good things until he got hurt.
And I really need to team with the radio.
Who was doing a lot of really good things when he was in 2023. So that's a big deal for us this year. He's cleared for defense this week, but he'll get cleared mid-month of August for offense as well.
Yeah, Demarion, as a sophomore, was possibly one of the fastest and most athletic kids I've seen maybe ever, but at least in recent memory. He's a hard worker. He's come back from that injury, and looks like he's good to go.
Yeah, he's going to get to, he's been cleared for non-contact practice for about a month, and he's cleared to play defense this week. So he's starting at one of our outside linebacker positions. And I guess we're going to see how that goes to see determine whether or not we're going to let him carry the football, because that's a little different animal than playing linebacker.
One of the things that Buck football is known for is just a tenacious and unyielding defense. You know, the defense tends to, in most situations, be a little more developed early in the season than the offense for all teams. But I do understand that our defensive line and linebacking core, as you've already mentioned a few, are strong again. Can you talk to us a little more about the defense we anticipate seeing this Friday?
Yeah, you're going to see some new faces. You'll see, you know, we graduated Derek Irons, a really good ball player that's playing at Georgia Military College right now. Keyshawn Tyson's replacing him at the strong side defensive end. You got the returner, Javonte Cummins, and the nose guard. We've got two really fast young men, Lorenzo Reed and Al Thorpe, have both done well this summer in that position. You've got the returning weak side end, Jaden Lotson, with the returning Will linebacker, Makai Jackson. Replacing Tyler Alexander at the mic is Wade Buckley. Both Wade and Tyler are similar. They can get us lined up. Wade's a little faster than Tyler. Tyler was a little more physical. So we got to get Wade a little more in his element. And then the Sam linebacker right now is Demarion McNear, but we've got a good-looking freshman backing him up, Tyron Cummings, who's a really good ball player. And then we graduated, Todd, the entire secondary. And, you know, two-time All-State player Nehemiah West was at free safety, and he's a hard kid to replace. I guess we got spoiled the last couple of years with him being back there, because he was like a little mini coach being back there and a heck of a player. So we've got in the secondary right now, Jonathan Wilson's battling at corner, Jacquez Blue at corner, Aiden Ross at corner. There's several that are battling there for a starting position. And then the safeties right now, Eric Jackson and Blake McMahon have emerged as two really solid underclassmen safeties. Blake's a rising sophomore and Eric's a rising junior. And then newcomers, Asher Allen and Caden Williamson are going to push for playing time there as well.
Yeah, I mean, as we mentioned at the beginning of the show, defense especially is a reload, as those are some great kids, athletes, and some good experience that's been here before, and some good new kids that are going to add to the defense. More to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Lusab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lusab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory, over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lusab Kia at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at lusabkiaofbrunswick.com.
Touchdown Fridays are all about big plays, and at Marshland Credit Union, we're here to help you make yours. Cash for your first car or a loan for your forever home. we've got the game plan. Proud to back our hometown teams because winning is better when we all do it together. Marshland Credit Union, local roots, big wins.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic and by Cunningham Jewelers. Coach Warren, we left the last segment talking about that Bucks defense. Let's flip to the other side of the ball and look at offense. We've talked about Ernest McIntosh a little bit, but he's not the only player to be excited about this year.
No, not at all. We feel pretty good. You'll see a traditional Bradley Warren style offense with the Bucks this year and a vicious running attack. You know, we have a new offensive coordinator, Jason Boatman, and he's familiar with the pro style offense that has been part of my career. I've been a wing T a long time, but pro style is something I've done in the past, and we have the kids to run it right now. We've had to kind of make some fullbacks, but the tailback position is really as good as you'll see in most places for a program our size. We've got Ernest McIntosh, who could play a lot of places. You have Jaden Lotson, who's a really tough, hard-nosed, bigger tailback. And you have two new freshmen, Tyron Cummings, who put on a show the other night, you know, late in the ball game, running the ball.
Yes, he did.
And he's going to see some time Friday night. And then you have another kid, Zaire Brown, who we had him at quarterback, but he just wasn't sold, wasn't comfortable there, and we moved him to tailback, and he's absolutely eating it up. So we like those positions. We feel like we're pretty solid at receiver. You have Jalen Drake coming off the basketball court and going to play. I guess he saw Craig Battle play a little bit last year and decided he wanted some of that. Jalen's done a great job in the offseason. Jonathan Wilson's a pretty solid receiver. And then Eric Jackson, the safety's also in the mix at receiver. Eric does a great job. Eric knows the plays. He blocks well. He's the whole package. And then backup quarterback Blake McMahon's also out there at receiver, along with Tyshawn Holland and Lorenzo Reed. So we've got the Bucks have some kids that can go catch the ball. At tight end, we went with speed instead of size this year with Keyshawn Tyson. You know, he was a member of the 4x200-meter state championship team and can get behind the secondary in a hurry. So the offensive line is new except for Chris Alston. He's a returning player, be a senior. He's playing strong tackle. Javonte Cummings and Pooh Bear, Jaden Reed's playing, giving him some rest time on
freshman
on the offensive line. And then I tell you, Keaton Lynn has done an outstanding job at center this offseason. Keaton looks like a kid that you'd see next to the 1980s candy shop, baseball card shop, chewing gum and with a ball bat or something with him, but he will knock you into another zip code. He does a great job. He's physical. And then kind of the ringleader of the line is Sam Sullivan. Sam's kind of, if in word term baseball terms, he's a utility infielder. He could play tight end, he could play receiver, but he is an all-region candidate at the pulling guard. We need him pretty bad to be healthy most of the year. And then at the quarterback position, we're a little lighter. You know, we're single-A school, but we're a little lighter. But I feel good about two of our quarterbacks going to the varsity level. Makai Jackson will be one of the toughest son of a guns that single-A seen in a while. He's an all-state linebacker and starting at quarterback. That's a rarity. Then Blake McMahon has done a great job backing him up this year, and Blake could be a starter in a lot of programs. And then we've got a puppy dog, a newcomer, a rookie, Jackson Shira, who came in the ballgame the other night in the fourth quarter and did some play manager duties. He came in and didn't bobble a snap and got the ball to our playmakers. So those are our three quarterbacks right now at this time.
You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So all the players you've just talked about, Coach Warren, they're athletic. You've got good length and good speed, especially on the outside there and at tailback in those skill positions. And it sounds like your offensive line, you know, although young playing at this level, you know, that they're ready to take on all comers.
Yeah, I mean, this Buccaneer team reminds me of one I had in 2002. We went 6-4. and then finished 8-5 in the quarterfinals. I think this group has a high ceiling, but how fast did we get there? I don't know at all. And we didn't talk about the fullbacks. Starting fullback is George Campbell. George is about 5'9", 5'10", about 195 pounds, and has learned to play fullback. And there's some things he still needs to work on, but he's doing a good job, and he shows up every day to work. Then behind him at fullback, Monte Holland is not very big, but Monte will hit you with all 140 pounds.
Yes, he will.
And then Al Thorpe, who's starting on defense in the position, is also has reps at fullback.
Yeah, I mean, just great kids, play hard, you know, just with that butt tenacity. It's going to be exciting. How about special teams as far as, you know, punter, kicker? I know our kicker graduated last year. You know, Justin Rozier graduated. But any updates or, you know, who's new at that?
Well, Riley Mitchell has started playing again this summer. He's kicking field goals and extra points right now, along with Davion Jackson, Jr. Is, we call him Junior. Davion's nickname is Junior. Junior's a straight-on kicker. It looks kind of funny poking it with the toe, but he can also kick field goals. And then Keyshawn Tyson is kicking off. He's kicking it down inside the 10 right now, which is more than we've had in a minute.
Nice.
And sometimes those are home run pitches, though, so we got to be select on where we're kicking them. And then the long snapper this year is going to be newcomer Asher Allen. He came in as a transfer and has done a really good job winning that battle. And then the punters, right now the starting punter is Blake McMahon, and his backup is Jonathan Wilson.
Nice. Well, we're excited about, you know, all the players, all the team, you know, each side of the ball, the whole package as we get ready for Islands this Friday. Coach, let's transition to talking about the Long County scrimmage that we had last week. And also talk about our new coaches, which you've alluded to, with, you know, the good energy, the youth movement that ended up happening, and all the good that's coming from that.
Well, you know, we took a new staff into the Long County scrimmage, new varsity staff. We still have Coach Jones, our basketball coach, Coach Carlisle, our wrestling coach. Coach Rosenbaum, those old hats are still here working with us in our programs. Our new coaches, though, I mentioned Coach Boatman, who was here last year as a special teams coordinator, is promoted to offensive coordinator. And then on the offensive line, replacing one of our legends here, Coach Mack, is a young new coach, Logan Bale. He's in social studies and played college ball. He's done a really great job of rebuilding our offensive line. And then our new defensive coordinator and secondary coach is Coach Hunter Hutchison out of Statesboro, where he was at Statesboro High School in their football program this last year, also working with our weights. He's done a great job this summer and offseason. And then Coach Eric Rand out of Bradwell Institute is our defensive line coach. And, man, he's a hard worker. Our kids have been going.
We'll find out more about the new Bucks coaches on the football coaching staff after this break. We will be right back to Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earthmine Diamonds or Labmine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment is brought to you by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick and by Marshland Credit Union. Coach Warren, we left that last segment talking about the new coaches and then you know, looking to move into what you saw at the Long County scrimmage and ultimately to preview this Friday night's game. So,
yep. You know, we've scrimmaged Long County, I think, Todd, maybe 6 or 7 years in a row, something like that. I believe we've won five and lost two. 1 year we played them twice and lost the first one and won the second one. But Long County has grown immensely. They're over 1,000 students now in the high school because Mike Feaster does an excellent job. So it's close. It's a fun little scrimmage. Gets us ready for some two tight end smash mouth ball. And we, you know, we played one defense. We ran a few plays on offense, and we played every kid in our program that night. So some things that we saw, ultimately it was to get the kids a fair shake on film to see who's going to fill those 12 starting positions or 16 positions that are coming up. We answered 12. So we saw some good, we saw some bad, we saw some ugly in it. I was really pleased with some aspects of the defense against a pretty good Long County team. They had us 10-0 in the varsity half of play. One of those was an uncontested drop field goal because special teams were dead. Our block would have been nice on that one. And then they drove down and hurt us a little bit. We had a play also, an official's call that one of our coaches ran into an official that put us in a hole, down deep in the end zone, a 15-yard penalty. And that was tough to dig out against a pretty good Long County team that won their first 6 ball games last year. Their whole backfield's returning. They were rolling until they ran into some of the private schools in their region. And I was happy to see our young kids play. Young kids were 6-6 for most of their portion of the play. And Long County scored on a long run on the last play of the game, and we had subbed the entire bench multiple times. So they scored. But the Long County game taught us a lot about where we needed to go and what we needed to do. And I thought we had enough good things happen that we could build off of it.
Yeah, I thought the kids played hard, and just it seemed like, there was a lot of things to build on, but, both good and that needs improvement.
Yeah, we had some kids that, couldn't play a position that we asked them to. That's our fault. And we had some kids who didn't try to play a position, that's their fault. So we're just trying to get that mix and get those puzzle pieces in to finish the puzzle. After the Long County game, we felt like we had 18 starters established and four to go. Then we're able to start working on the second team, the third team, JV, that kind of stuff coming in.
Well, and having a scrimmage like this, as we've talked about during this show, so many spots to be replaced, not necessarily by brand new kids, but by players that perhaps haven't played at the varsity level at all or as much.
Yeah, there were things, a lot of people don't understand this, but there are things we can do in any offense or defense. But what can the kids do at a high level is what I'm always looking for.
Right.
And, we saw some of the players were able to do at a high level and what some were not. And we saw that also in our OTA against Pierce County, who's, a powerhouse. They beat Glenn 28-7 the other night. And we just needed to make some adjustments, Todd.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Yeah, just making those adjustments. But you come out of that, the record's 0-0.
We're all undefeated right now.
And we're all undefeated. Winless and undefeated, but, getting ready. And that's what it's all about, is preparing for what we got coming up here Friday night at the Ship here at MCA, 7:30 kickoff against an Islands team that's going to roll in here to take on the Bucks. And we could not be more excited. As I've mentioned, there is a buzz in this community about Bucks football. There always is, and it is no different this year. And we are ready for some Bucks football. Tell us about this Islands team and what you expect to see this Friday night.
Well, this Islands team, every football team in America is not going to come in and not want to play hard their first ball game. So we're going to see whatever the best Islands has early in the season. So they'll play us probably harder than they'll play most of the year, which is scary. They also have a brand new coach, and he has changed a lot of things that I think helped them. They've gone to a wing T ball control offense, and they're running the ball with some, you know, some play action concepts and a few spread concepts, but mostly they're running the ball. They run a what's called an odd front defense, whether they're in a 3-4 or 3-5, it's kind of irrelevant, but they do a good job of mixing those. He has graduated quite a few starters, which makes me breathe a little easier, knowing that we're not the only one, you know, ones that graduated a ton of starters. So he's got a lot of new faces on the field as well. He may be younger than us, which is hard to believe. So that's going to be an interesting matchup. I feel like we've got enough veteran, really good players to lead our young kids where he may or may not have.
Yeah, and they'll come in, as you've said, you know, they'll play hard. You know, and two teams looking to establish themselves early in the season.
For sure. You know, with them being in the wing, that's going to help us. We're going to see the wing T six or seven times this fall.
Wow.
Yeah, it's funny how offenses come and go in cycles. When we got here in 2019, we may have been one of the two teams that were running it. And now there's a lot of people running it and the single wing, unbalanced old single wing offense. It's just souped up with a running back there that can, you know, really go and throw the ball around, those type of things. But, yeah, it's going to be fun. I expect Islands is going to have a hard time with our speed and physicality. We've just got to execute at a high level.
What do you anticipate seeing from Islands on the defensive side of the ball?
They're new on the defensive side of the ball. They're playing a 3-4 odd front defense, sometimes a 3-5, depending on what you give them. So they're trying to stop the run, Todd. They're for sure trying to stop the run. They do some things to aggravate you that can hurt your run game. So when we take our shots, we need to make them count when we go down the field with the ball. And when we're running the ball, we've got to win the point of attack.
Yeah, I mean, that's stopping the run is always a priority. And then what you do with that is always the tail of the tape.
Plus, both teams are just going to be hot. Both teams, adrenaline's going to be pumping. They're both going to play hard. You know, the team that makes the fewest mistakes is going to win this. And you know, we've got to hold on the ball, execute fundamentals, and do those type of things like we're supposed to. Really another evaluation.
Yeah, well, and every game is an evaluation. Looking to always get better, you know, build on the good things and, you know, get better at the rest. Thanks for joining us tonight for the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Don't forget, Bucks fans, there's a question we always ask, and there's an answer. You can do it with me. Who are we? We are one Buck. Can't wait to see you Friday night at 7:30. I'm Todd Willis, signing off.
Go Bucks.